What do you think about the third anniversary of Ambiguous?
Ambiguous? What is Ambiguous?
What do you think about the third anniversary of Ambiguous?
I would like to know what Ambiguous is.
What do you think about the third anniversary of Ambiguous?
Ambiguous rocks my world. I think about it when I masturbate.
Third anniversary. Hasn't it been a long time since my
first anniversary?
A whole 2 years. I can't believe it. When you look back and you think about stuff, things change over time. Like marriages. Some marriages try kinkier things after the first couple of years. Just because
sex
has gotten a little bit boring and it's just sort of... It's still fun, but it's a little bit of a drag and your wife's all...
Why don't you pleasure me like you used to?
And you're just like, well, I do, but you're just bored with me. Why don't you want to see another man? You want to go and just sleep with some other guy? Because you can't do that, you realize... Because that'll be breaching the terms of our marriage. You can't do that. It's illegal. So don't even think about it. And she says,
that's not what I was implying. You haven't touched me for a while. I want to try anal sex.
It's all just new from then on. It's like, wow. A bit of anal sex can really reinvigorate a relationship. But what do you do if you're gay? Speaking of which, I've noticed there's been a trend over the last year, and I've been gradually getting back into
sex.
It started with
sex
and drugs and rock and roll V2. I thought, hey, this will be a bit of fun. Throw a little more
sex
in there. But it just got rampant. It grew out of control all over the place. It's funny, actually, because when you think about my podcast, what it has become is
sex
and drugs and rock and roll. It's like that podcast that I said that I set out to make back in
sex
and drugs. Drugs and Rock and Roll V2 tried to make in
sex and drugs and rock and roll.
That's what it's become. It's all about
sex.
It's all about drugs and there's music. Don't know if it's rock and roll.
Wind, water, hot, go planet.
By your powers combined, I am Captain Planet.
But at the same time as saying that, I think that the podcast has grown. And I think that I'm reaching out to new boundaries that I couldn't reach before. And I'm pushing past old boundaries, which are no longer boundaries. Once you're past them, that's it. They're gone. The boundary is over. And you're through. And there's another boundary a little bit further away. And eventually, I hope to reach the final boundary.
Answer. In terms of mass, what is bigger, Mars or Venus?
Answer.
Venus.
What is the technical term for the center of the universe?
Answer.
The center.
What is the Maori word for 12?
Answer.
My last two anniversary podcasts were actually rather negative. It doesn't have to be that way. Sometimes you change. People change. People change. People change. You've got to be happy. You've got to go through and listen to the happy episodes. I've had some sad episodes this past year. Listen to Rainy Days and Rainbows V2. That was a hard time for me. I got
jilted by my girlfriend.
And this year's been a struggle. From the 100th of Ambiguous, which took me a long time, but in the end, I think it was definitely worth it. I can just listen to that podcast and drink a beer and really just get into it and enjoy it and relive the hours of editing that I put into that, because I did, and I did it for you. That's right, I did it for you. It's always been about you. So I decided that it was time for me to go pro, even if it was just briefly. As I'm sure many of you are aware, not many of you listen to this. And by you, I mean the listeners. And by you, I mean the world. And I did find some interesting people, and I'd like to say a special thank you to whoever is listening to this up by Mount Olympus. Thanks for listening to this, and thanks for putting up with me over the hard times. Because there are hard times. There's always hard times, but there's also good times. And it's those good times that make the hard times seem hard, and it's the hard times that make the good times seem good. I'd like to also thank my contributors this year.
No, I put your fucking mouth.
Okay.
No.
Jesus!
By your brother and your, by your brother and your, by your brother and your, by your brother and your.
That's all I need to say?
Wait, what was that one?
Sundays, Sundays, they never go because it never rains.
They don't do anything.
One of Sean Connery's very early movies.
And they failed to supply it.
Get a fucking job.
I think so.
I have no idea.
It was a hot summer's morning in March when Victoria opened her window for the 1096th time. She smiled as the bright warmth forced her to squint. She couldn't remember the last time she had been this excited.
What a stupendous morning!
She exclaimed. Today was, of course, Victoria's birthday, and her mother had promised to take her to the movies. Victoria had never been to a cinema before, and she had hardly slept for sheer anticipation.
She did not yet know which film her mother would treat her to, but she didn't really mind as it was exciting enough just being treated to the travel into town.
Harold!
Calling for her eldest brother, she couldn't wait to see the incredible breakfast of rare fruits and other treats he had promised her.
Harold!
She called again, but there was no reply.
There was an old man who said, "Hush, I perceive a young bird in this bush." When they said, "Is it small?" he replied, "Not at all, it is four times as big as the bush."
This coming year of Ambiguous is going to be a brand new year, a great year. It's going to end with my fourth anniversary, and that's a pretty big milestone. One of the major parts of this last year of Ambiguous has been my studio, which has of course been my car. If you listen to this, you can actually hear quite a few bits of quite a few episodes, which were actually recorded in my car.
I'll set the scene. It's Monday, just gone past 12. I'm sitting in my car.
Then you can't see the fucking
mouth
See.
Because I'm in my car.
It's kind of inadequate.
Yeah, Pompey.
Yarr!
I don't need any more water. Small sects of Catholicism.
All.
Every single one.
I told you, I'm sorry.
I'm selfish.
Yes. Bom, bom.
This is actually recorded in my car. I'm in the driver's seat. I'm looking out the window. And the traffic cone. Agapanthus. No, there's not. Trees. Rocks. Wood. And some people say, you know, while a car, it's not really a studio, is it? And to them, I say, well, it is to me. Because I use it as one. So just as you're sitting there, lying there, walking there, flying there, being there, I'd like you to imagine that there's a
time war,
and that you are stepping into the
time war
and going back in
time
to before Ambiguous even started and listening to this.
What have you got to say on things, Mikey? What? Say something, damn it.
I'm eating.
You're eating?
Yeah, I'm eating.
He's speechless, ladies and gentlemen. He doesn't know what to say. But, he's digging into those chips, aren't you? No, we're gonna go and talk to, the man of the house, Mr. Josh Butler. Come on, let's roll. Joshua Butler, say a few words for the people back home.
Penis.
We understand that you suck it regularly. Is this true?
No.
Scandalous stuff there. We'll be back at 10:30. See you around, people.
Now, one thing that I have picked up on, and I thought it was kind of strange, is that the first episode of Ambiguous, obviously number one, but then the
first anniversary
is number 66, and the
second anniversary
is number 99, and the third anniversary is number 122. That's why, that, you know, there's 122 episodes so far.